Good morning, it's Mac McColgan here, and I thought I'd continue my little mini series of booze on my Las Vegas holiday this year. And once again, before I get into the nitty gritty of hotels and the strip, as it's called, and everything that went on that I think or thought would be worth noting, I think this morning, since I'm travelling, I'd like to talk about photography. Cameras, in other words. Now, I have an iPhone 4S, which is a fantastic camera, and it is absolutely amazing for video. And so that was well used while I was over there. From the moment I left the house, my hometown, all the way down to Manchester, and for 2 weeks of Nevada, Arizona, and even on the way back home, it was all compiled into a journal, as it were. And what I have to say about the phone is, it's an amazing machine, it has a fantastic camera, and yet, I missed my now aging Nikon D50, which I took my last holiday. I took virtually everywhere. Previous to owning an iPhone 4S, my Nikon D50 went everywhere. It sat in the back seat of the car. We went for a little run here locally. Even if we just went over the Fife Coast or up the Trossachs, it was in the back of the car to snap anything worth snapping. And before I had my iPhone 4S, I had Nokia E72, which had a great camera on it as well. And I used that because it was a short pocket telephone. You know, it was very, very slim. And I always found that when I came back and I loaded the photographs onto my Mac for viewing, editing, deleting, etc., etc., excuse me, that they were never that good, you know, never as good as the Nikon D50, which has had much less pixels. I think my D50 is about 5.4 megapixels. Now the iPhone is, they're all singing, all dancing for photography and video, absolutely, yes, it is a handy weapon. When I came back from Vegas and I uploaded my photographs, I could actually see them on my iPad because every day I would transfer them from my iPhone to my iPad and therefore releasing space back onto the iPhone for the following day. And I was deleting an awful lot of pictures because I didn't think they were that good. And at the time when I took the photographs, I thought this will look good, as you do. And to be perfectly honest with you, having got them back home and got them onto the Mac on its 24-inch screen, was it 23-inch screen? 23, I think. Yes. I was having to edit and delete even more photographs from the holiday. And I'm mentioning the holiday because this is part of that series. But this really applies in general. If I had taken all the photographs that I'd taken with the iPhone while I was on holiday, if I'd taken every one of those photographs, the same photographs, with my Nikon D50, I would probably have discarded, say, 20%. And most of those would have been discarded, not through bad photography, not through a problem with the photograph, but probably just mainly due to, well, that one, I don't really need that one, or it's a duplicate, or, you know, on reflection, looking at it now, it's not really needed. etc, etc. But quality wise, even with its lesser megapixel capacity, I would have deleted much less photographs than I have with the iPhone 4S. Now, I don't think it's the fact that the iPhone 4S doesn't have the quality. It definitely has the quality. But shooting through a piece of equipment, a device that you hold up in front of you with one hand or two hands, does not in any way, in my mind, compare with TTL. In other words, through the lens, you're looking through a viewfinder, an eyepiece, straight through the lens and focusing and concentrating on what you're taking. And I found it when I do with my Nikon, is I can immediately see that there's an obstacle or something is just not right with the photograph. In other words, I can be looking and say, that's a good shot. And I lift the camera up and I look and I go, oh, there's a telegraph pole there, or there are overhead power lines or telephone lines, or there's something that's in that photograph that just is going to waste the photograph. And I'm not into editing in any way. When I say editing, I'm not into Photoshop. I just believe photographs as good as you take it on the at the moment. That's what you're doing. You're capturing a moment in time. And I know that people do that and have to do it as a profession. It's not for me. I just never did go down the road of manipulating photographs in any way. So, with my Nikon D50, I can see immediately if there's something going to ruin that photograph. Also, because the camera is held close, very close to the body, and if you know about taking photographs, hold the camera steady. It's against your face, it's already got a steady base to work off. Elbows in, take a breath, steady, and snap. At the same time, your eye and your brain is focusing on any distraction or detraction from that photograph. And I think that's the biggest problem with any device like an iPhone. No matter how many megapixels you put in that, you'll never ever have that same setup. This human tripod and the human brain looking through the lens and studying every part of that photograph before you take it. Holding a camera, holding a device like an iPhone up in front of you, arms stretched, oh yes, lovely shot. You're going to be lucky if you're going to get the best shot. You're absolutely that. And I love my iPhone 4S, I really do, and it's a handy weapon to do things with. It's handy if you're going out and you just want to take some shots and that, capture things without having to lug your big camera about. I'll be perfectly honest with you, since I got the iPhone, my D50 has hardly been used. It's sat on its tripod in my room and I have occasionally taken it out. And I'm going to be honest, from now on, the Nikon D50 is going back into the back seat of the car wherever I go. I haven't got it this morning, I'm just going through to one of my daughter's events. Having said that, I really should have brought it because the sun's out and I might have captured some nice photographs. I'm absolutely going to keep the iPhone for when I'm going to places where the bulk of the D50 would be obtrusive. But other than that, it's back on the shoulder. It's going to be slung around the shoulder as I used to do, tucked around behind my back, and it will go with me once again. And I don't care whether it's an aging camera or not, it will take far better photographs than the iPhone 4S. I know people are going to be saying, well, maybe you're not using it right. Well, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. I've been a keen photographer for years. I am no professional, but I know how to take photographs, and I've taken some really, really good ones in my time. And I just can't compare, or the iPhone just can't compare to having a DSLR. Honestly, it just cannot in my mind. And much as I love it, it will be confined to the shirt pocket or the trouser pocket, and be used when I can't use, in a practical sense, where the D50 would just be obtrusive. The iPhone will be used, and of course it will be used for video. It's absolutely brilliant for video. I mean, my D50 can't take video, but I'm more a stills guys anyway, and the iPhone will be kept busy doing keeks and tweeting up photographs and doing audio boo and every other thing that it does every day. But for photography from now on, the D50 is back in my top drawer, as you say. It's a great camera, and I absolutely love it, and I really feel guilty now that I neglected it over an iPhone device, and it won't be happening anymore. I just can't keep taking photographs and finding out that there's so much wrong with it that it's just going to have, the photograph's going to have to be deleted. And I never used to have to wipe so many photographs out when I used my DSLR. So back comes the big camera. Absolutely, it will be in the car from today once I get back home. So just my thoughts on using an iPhone 4S or any other device similar to that, a camera phone. I will not be using it as a prime. Oh, sorry. Some people have no patience with cars. Anyway, so that's my thoughts. Bye for now.